to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can send us questions anytime at udocs@gmail.com or call us 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or email udocs. Actually, it was interesting. We had three questions from a guy named Martin, but they were all three different Martins in the last hour. What did we do in the last hour, in case you missed it? That's almost taking a phrase from my writing partner, Mema. In case you missed it, we talked to Dr. Jack Stern, author of Ending Back Pain, 5 Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back. You can, by the way, get all these archived at RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com, or get the iPhone or Android podcast app and hear us anytime, RadioMD.com. We also talked about nuts making you younger and improving glucose control. Great studies, 2 large-scale studies, 1 ounce of nuts a day keeps the doctor away. It's better than apples. We did not get to pregnant women and yoga practitioners. That is, they should avoid halibut and tuna. We will get to that. That's our odd omega segment this hour. And Bridget's going to take over for Gary Ginsberg. Gary's not here this week, so it's 20 after the hour. Bridget's going to give her 3 favorite stories. We did do the wellness foreplay. Do your gut bacteria rule your mind? Yes. How do you do it? Well, you do it by finding out how you feel. Keep a log for 3 days beforehand. And when you feel really great, keep a log continuously. And when you feel really great, find out what you did in the previous 3 days. Find out what bacteria, if you're taking a probiotic, which probiotic you took in those 3 days. Hopefully you're taking 3 different ones. That's what we advise. Take 7 different probiotics in a week. That is buying 7 different capsules. Yeah, there are many more than that on the stores at Walgreens, Walmart, Costco, etc. But get 7 of them. Find out which 3 or 4 you took in the wind period you felt the best. And then keep doing that, because it is your bacteria somehow rule your mind. That was our wellness foreplay segment. We talked about ramen noodles, which of course are noodles dried in saturated fat, increased the risk of metabolic syndrome 60%. We talked about We talked about high-dose flu vaccine. 4 times the dose of flu antigen appears to protect the elderly, that is 65-year-old and over, 24% better than it did last year. So those are the stories we got to. We didn't get to a whole mess of those that I wanted to get to in the first hour. Tickling your ear is good for your heart. Why is that? Common chemicals that lower testosterone levels. Is breakfast overrated? Broccoli eaters get more and more out of life. And your diet keeps your circadian clock ticking well or not. And as well as, let's go to the yoga practitioners. Yoga is very good for your mind. And that was one of the stories this week that I wanted to get to. In the first hour, we didn't. But yoga boosts cognitive ability of sedentary seniors. It's a new study by researchers at the University of Illinois found that practicing hatha yoga, that's not very strenuous, hatha yoga 3 times a week for 8 weeks boosted their everyday cognitive ability. Hatha yoga is a set of physical exercises developed to align the skin, muscles, and bones. Yoga devotees also claim that the postures in hatha yoga open the channels of the body so that energy flows freely. Whatever it means, whatever happens, this yoga improved the ability to sustain attention. And at the end of the 8 weeks, they got more accurate scores on tests of information recall, mental flexibility, and task switching than were scored beforehand. So that is the story on hatha yoga. The other story that we should get to before the Gary Ginsberg period that normally occurs is one that Gary would say is important. This is the testosterone levels fall in men who have high phthalate levels. So common chemicals, phthalates found in plastics and a lot of aftershave and deodorant, disrupt sexual development, experts say. The testosterone is the main sex hormone in men, but also involved in a variety of sexual functions, including libido in both men and women, brain function, bone density, physical growth, strength, and heart health. University of Michigan reporters studied the exposure to the chemicals called phthalates and testosterone levels in more than 2,000 people who took part in the National Health and Environmental Study in 2010-12. And they found that the levels of circulating testosterone were associated with that is, decreased levels of circulating testosterone. How much? It's a 24% decline among women aged 40 to 60 and a 34% drop in boys aged 6 to 10 who had higher phthalate levels in their blood. So this isn't a small thing. This is a very, very big thing. How do you feel about those guys released from the hospital with Ebola? They've now been released and are said to not have Ebola virus at all, and in fact to be immune to the Ebola virus. Should they go, in fact, should survivors of Ebola who seem to be immune to it, that is, their own immune system has fought it off, should they be the ones that are first responders in Africa, since we've now got over 2,700 people have been affected by Ebola, and it seems to still be growing at about, the last 2 days, there have been 5% more cases reported each day, which is roughly 120 to 150 more cases each day. That's getting pretty scary. It's going to spread if it keeps up at that rate.
Do you suspect that the vaccine is what helps them become immune to it?
Well, they didn't get vaccine. What they got was an immune attack agent, if you will. It's one of the new things that was also there's another virus that we've learned to have it. In one of the articles you sent me, that is, and we're talking to Bridget now, the monkeys have been treated successfully for Marburg, which is an Ebola-like virus. And what they've been treated with is the same thing, same type of thing. It's not the same agent. But what they got was a agent that is it's a small interfering RNA or siRNA, which interferes with how the virus grows once it gets into the cell. So it's actually a small RNA particle that gets into the virus's own replicative system and disrupts it. So the Marburg virus is also like Ebola in that it has a very high death rate. They gave this to 16 monkeys. The monkeys that got it even 3 days after their symptoms developed, as well as the monkeys treated 30 minutes after being infected, all recovered, whereas the monkeys that received no treatment all died. So this is very much like the ZMAP from the firm that is in San Diego and Toronto. ZMAP, I think the firm is called MAP, but they're the ones who gave this treatment for a infective agent like this, and that is to the Ebola, to both the doctor and the nurse who recovered from it. And the question is, should Dr. Brantley and Nancy Whitball, if they want to go back, should we allow them to go back, and should they be the first responders? My answer is yes and yes. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. The call letters are Stay Well, but you can listen to us anytime on the podcast at RadioMD.com or email us, udocs@gmail.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. You can trust the quality of our products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys. Check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay Well is our theme. For us, our theme is that you get a do-over. It's not that hard if you know what to do, and we teach you here what to do. We have a question on the email line that I'm going to ask right after Bridget's segment, probably at the bottom of the hour. I use a water filter that attaches to my sink's faucet, but I hear an under-the-sink reverse osmosis filter is much better. do I really need to invest in one, and how safe is bottled water? And that's Dave L. in Cleveland. Dave L. in Cleveland, thank you for sending an email from our own hometown, where it is an absolutely gorgeous day today. Bridget, you've got some favorite stories. Gary Ginsberg isn't here today, so instead of Ginsberg's What's Toxic, What's Not segment, we have Bridget's favorites. So, Bridget, what's your favorite?
Okay, so I have three favorite stories this week, all from different areas of health. The first on actively commuting to work. So the researchers were from the UK, and they found that commuting to work by active modes of transportation via walking or cycling, in addition to public modes of transportation, which was the surprising part, were both linked to lower body weight and body fat composition compared to the people that were using private transportation. And the researchers looked at about 7,500 adults from the UK, and they found that the men who commuted via public or active modes of transportation had a BMI score that was about 1 point lower than the people that were privately transported, and that equates to a difference of about 3 kilograms, or just over 6 pounds of body weight. And then the women who commuted via public or active transportation had a BMI score that was almost 1 point lower. It was 0.7 points lower than the people that had private transportation, and that equates to about 2.5 kilograms for an average weight woman, about 5.5 pounds. So the takeaway is to consider commuting via cycling or walking to work, and if that's not possible, then a good alternative would be public transportation, because we see that there's a benefit to doing that as well.
Now, Bridget, before you go any further, this is in Great Britain, mm-hmm. and it's always, you know, in the United States, we have a reverse, if you will, socioeconomic status weight. That is, the weight of our people at the lower end of our socioeconomic status is higher, and consequently, one would think if their weight is higher, they usually would not drive. We would usually take public transportation, whereas the people who drive are the wealthier in America. Did the article comment at all about socioeconomic status, or did they factor that out, or is Great Britain different? And maybe it is that the wealthy can walk or bike to work, whereas the everybody who isn't quite that wealthy has to drive, and because I understand real estate is really expensive in England.
Well, I didn't look into the socioeconomic status, but I will say that after living in D.C. and seeing how many people use the public transportation, it's much different than somewhere like Cleveland, where people that are of higher socioeconomic status are always using private modes of transportation, that it seems like in D.C. it was mixed socioeconomic status people that were commuting via public transportation. That was from my own observation, not from...
Go to second story.
Okay, the second story is about sunscreen, which I thought was very interesting. The report looked at the amount of teenagers that are using sunscreen when they're in the sun, and they found that high school students are using less sunscreen compared to in 2001. In 2001, about 67.7% of the high school students reported using sunscreen, and that dropped to about 56.1% in 2011. Despite the increasing rates of skin cancer that are occurring, which is pretty scary. So I think that there's a definite need to educate children and teenagers on the risks associated with overexposure to the sun, and then also to get them to understand that it doesn't mean that using sunscreen is going to prevent them from tanning. I was just in Costa Rica with 3 teenagers, and all of them refused to put sunscreen on until I told them that they can still get tan if they have put sunscreen on, but it will prevent them from burning. And I also tried to encourage hats.
So one of the things that's interesting about this is it takes about 30 years for the cancers to show up, but this really means that we may get a much more defigured, if you will, population, because the cancers of the skin can really be quite defiguring when they cut them out. So I urge everybody listening to get their kids, to get them, to get their grandkids. It's only when you become over 80 that you can wear, can you go without sunscreen. And of course, by then, you're more sensitive to the sun, and most people wear sunscreen or high-intensity clothes. Most clothes, by the way, the typical T-shirt is an SPF 6, so it doesn't have much sun-blocking property. Best sunscreen is what Dr. Perry tells us to use. You can go to Dr. Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, .com. I think that's his website. Dr. Perry's is a micronized zinc oxide that is very good at, that's the ideal, a micronized zinc oxide as a sunblock. Put it on so that you use an ounce on your body. That's pretty thickly put on, but that's how it's calculated for its protective ability, so use an ounce. Okay, Bridget, now that you've told us some bad things, tell it, and obviously you told us some good things about the transportation. What's the next story about?
Okay, so this one is maybe good for people that don't eat breakfast. A new story came out that looked at two recent studies from the University of Alabama and the University of Bath, and they found that eating breakfast in the morning may not be as important as a lot of medical doctors and the nutrition experts have made it seem. The two different studies, one was from the University of Alabama, and they looked at 300 volunteers that were trying to lose weight. Half of them skipped breakfast, and then they had others to eat breakfast and continue their current dietary habits. After 16 weeks, they found that no one had lost any significant amount of weight and that there was no difference between the people that ate breakfast or skipped breakfast. And then the second study had 33 participants that were also randomly assigned to eat or skip breakfast. And after 6 weeks, they had their weight, their resting metabolic rates, their cholesterol, and blood sugar measured. And they found that there was really no difference in the people that ate breakfast or didn't eat breakfast. The only difference that they found is in the second study, the people had to wear activity monitors, and they found that the people that ate breakfast seemed to move around more in the morning, that they burned almost 500 more calories from just light intensity movement than the people who skipped breakfast. So the researchers concluded that it might not be necessary for you to eat breakfast if you don't like to eat breakfast, and one of the researchers admitted to not eating breakfast himself, and that sparked his interest in looking at it. So it's controversial because it's against what a lot of recommendations say. So the study found that breakfast may not be important for weight loss.
And, of course, the hazard of that study is it is a short-term study. It isn't, but it did randomly allocate people to breakfast or no breakfast. So very interesting data talking about a myth that breakfast is the most important meal of the day and for weight loss and for controlling your weight. Maybe not. Maybe it is how you eat the calories and the total calories you eat. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. When we get back, we're going to talk about the water filter question that Dave asked, as well as another set of the best stories of the week. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Of course, we want you to stay well, but we're a show that helps you take control of your health. And that's what David L. wanted to do when he sent us a question. You can always send us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. David L. writes, I use a water filter attached to my kitchen sink's faucet, but I hear under the sink reverse osmosis filter is much better. Do I really need to invest in one? And how safe really is bottled water? Well, David, you've actually asked a lot of questions. First, pitcher, faucet, and refrigerator filters are usually carbon filters and are great at capturing heavy metals and many chemicals. Some can even eliminate bacteria. But, in fact, the best data says reverse osmosis filters have the best available technology for removing heavy metals such as uranium and radium, as well as contaminants such as arsenic, nitrate, microscopic parasites like Cryptosporum, which cause diarrhea. But you should know that contaminants, especially, you know, this green mold that's going around, the green algae, put out microcystin, and that is 99% removed by one pass through a charcoal filter. So these charcoal filters that you're using are probably pretty darn good. You can find out what's in the water by looking every year. They send out there's a requirement that your water company sends out its testing results. Usually you can get it monthly. Find out their website, log on, see what's common in your area. So in the Cleveland area where you live, the worry is this green algae toxin microcystin, and that is actually not removed by those expensive filtration systems unless they've got four systems. They're not removed by reverse osmosis, but they are removed by activated charcoal filter. So that's the best one. That's the one you've got. You can order your own quality tests for total chlorine, pH, hydrogen sulfide, iron, copper, nitrates, nitrites, and iron and bacteria, and send them to a lab if you want to. Those are available at Home Depot, Lowe's, some of the other big box stores. As for bottled water, the EPA's bottled water standards, a lot of questions at once, David, but the EPA's bottled water standards are the same for tap water and cover chemical, microbial, and radiologic contaminants. Bottled water plants must also operate in accordance with the FDA's good manufacturing practice, and bottlers must list on the label the type of water, spring, mineral, or from a public community water system. Yes, they can use the water right from your system. Usually they filter it and resell it to you. They just have to tell you on the label. So best, from an inexpensive standpoint, is what you're doing. That is using an activated charcoal filter. But also look at what else is in the municipal water supply. In Cleveland, it is that microcystin, which is removed by the activated charcoal filter. So you're doing just great, David, at doing the right thing for your own water supply. Did we get to, there's one more best story of the week, right?
There is. It's about children exercising and the benefits that are reaped from that. So a lot of previous studies have looked at the increase in, have looked at the hippocampus and other places.
The hippocampus is that big organ in your brain. It's actually a very tiny organ in your brain, but it's the most important one for memory and long-term memory functions. So what happened with this?
So in previous studies, they found that the hippocampus is involved with, like Dr. Rosen said, memory, and then exercise affects the size and the volume of the hippocampus. But the researchers in this latest study looked to see whether there was other things going on in the brain from exercise. And they found that children who are more fit had more white matter in their brains than those who aren't as fit. And this was the first study to look at the association between exercise and white matter. The white matter that they found in the brain was observed to be important for attention and memory, and to be critical for linking different parts of the brain together. They suggest that it may improve the way signals are sent from the brain via the white matter. So while they can't show that this directly translates to children having a higher IQ, the researchers think that there's a possibility that it could be a new testing point for exercise and the associated benefits. The researchers also said that they're hoping that their work continues to encourage more support for physical activity, especially in children and especially in schools, trying to encourage your school systems to increase recess or get kids active in any way possible.
So that's been one of the problems, that we've had a decrease in physical activity programs in schools. One of the things they've done to try and cut down on budget is, in fact, to decrease physical ed and physical education teaching and to get all the kids in. And what it's a penny-wise, pound-foolish move, because they decrease physical activity and the kids don't learn as well. So instead of helping them pass these national tests that are now required, it actually hurts them passing the national tests. Now, you do some, if you will, nannying for families, Bridget. How do you get the kids active? Don't they want to play on their little computer games all the time? And how do you get them outside the video game world?
Yeah, it's much easier during the summer. They're much more willing to go outside and swim and those types of things, so it's not as much of a challenge. But when I nanny, I try and take them different places other than their backyard or their house, because I know that if we just go straight back to their house when I pick them up from school, that they're just going to sit down and want to be on their video games. So I'll take them to places like the Metro Parks or berry picking, apple picking in the fall, those types of things that, even though apple picking isn't physical activity, having them walk around and those types of things is much better than them sitting around in front of the TV. So I think that those things, and then making games out of it, because kids love games. So even just small things like tag or chasing, whatever, those types of things, get kids more excited about being physically active instead of just saying, oh, go run 2 miles on the treadmill.
So that's pretty good. So you take them to places where they've got to be physically active and they can't play with their games. Now, so the kids don't take their iPhones or Androids to school.
No, they do. Actually, they were telling me that they use their iPhones now in class, that a lot of the teachers, their science teacher has them use it to look up different things, and there's an app that they downloaded on their phone that they can use it in class. So they do bring it to school, but usually I say leave it in the car if we're going places.
Oh, good. Can you get them to do that?
Yeah. If I take
that wasn't
them
a very strong...
Them.
Wasn't a very strong, yeah.
If I
okay.
take them and lock them in the car, then they stay in the car.
When will they start not paying attention to you? Okay, let's go to some other of the top medical news of the week. Is aspirin the new Apple? Well, we don't mean Apple like Apple iPhone, but we mean like as an aspirin a day, the same as an Apple a day. And in fact, we also said in the first hour that walnuts were the best nut choice, and they are the best nut choice because they're the only nut with omega-3 in them of any appreciable content. And they, if you look at the odd omegas, omega-3, 5, 7, and 9, we're going to do a segment on Dr. Oz coming up on it. They're wonderful. You can listen in on that segment. I'm not going to give it away. But apples and walnuts are a great snack. And aspirin decreases 9 cancers. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show, and we'll talk more about an aspirin a day being the new baby aspirin. 9 cancers decreases risk of diabetes and increases and decreases your risk of heart attack and stroke. We'll talk more about the data on this and the review of it on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Stay with us. You can always email us questions at udocs@gmail.com.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm... I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your healthy trinity. Natron.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. You can always listen to us on podcast and the special RadioMD app, whether on iPhone or Android. You can also look at the archives. If you go to RadioMD.com, they've archived all the shows, I think, all the way back to 2001 when we started this. That's right. It's our 13th year anniversary, starting our 14th year in September, the last weekend in September. We'll be here live every weekend until then. But you can listen to all the replays. This is Dr. Mike, and we've got a top story with Bridget. But first, before we do the last of the top stories Bridget had, I want to do the Is Baby Aspirin a Day the New Apple? Well, it shouldn't be one baby. It should be two babies taken with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. If you look at it the way the FDA is, it helped prevent heart disease uniquely. The risk is greater for the side effects of aspirin than its ability to prevent heart disease. If you look at stroke separately, again, different. If you look at deep venous thrombosis, again, the risk is greater than the benefit. If you look at its ability to protect against diabetes, again, the risk is greater than the benefit. If you look at the risk, at the benefit of it in preventing colon cancer, again, the risk is more. If you look at the benefit of it preventing breast or prostate cancer, again, the benefit isn't as good as the risk. The risk is higher. But if you combine all those, the FDA doesn't do that. The FDA's advisory committees are, if you will, focused on diseases, so heart disease or cancer or stroke or colon cancer or breast cancer. They're different, or diabetes, different committees. So the risk is greater than the benefit. And each one of those differences, it's only when you pull them together. And so two baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards, most people, men over the age of 35, women over the age of 40, should be doing that. And I hope you and your doctor have considered that. And that's the story on Is Baby Aspirin a Day the New Apple a Day? Maybe it is. I think it is for a lot of people, just like 6 cups of coffee a day is for a lot of people. And I'm trying to drink my cups of coffee here when Bridget does the stories. So let's turn to Bridget and her last top story of the week. Bridget?
Well, can I talk about Food Day instead of my top story? Okay, so I wanted to talk about Food Day really quickly, which is a national nonprofit. They celebrate healthy and affordable and sustainable food, and Dr. Royzen and I are trying to continue to collaborate with people within the Cleveland area to promote Food Day celebration, which is October 24th every year. And it doesn't require any extra work, but just any local movements that you know of that are healthy events or promote healthy food in any way, or if you're interested in participating in the Cleveland Food Day, we're planning events right now. You can email me. My email address is titgembf@gmail.com.
And what's that again? T-I-T.
T-I-T-G-E-M-B-F. I know, it's kind of not the best email. @gmail.com. If you're interested in participating in a Cleveland or Akron Food Day celebration, because there's going to be a lot of exciting things coming up in October.
So we should now go back to a top story of the week, which is more physically active women have lower risk of atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter. Turns out that atrial fibrillation and flutter is an incredibly increasing disease. Almost 50% of the people over the age of 65 develop it sometime in their lifetime, which is really amazing, atrial fibrillation and flutter. Well, guess what? If you're physically active and you decrease your obesity rate, you decrease it. And the incredible thing is just a little physical activity. So they looked at 81,000 postmenopausal women between the ages of 50 and 79. And just by doing 30 minutes of walking 6 days a week or cycling leisurely, indoor or outdoor bike, for an hour twice a week, decrease the risk of atrial fibrillation by 10%. So they look at it in med hours. Med hour is if you do, for example, when you're doing very vigorous activity, such as playing squash, you can get 16 mets per minute, or you get a med hour in about, 8 minutes, you get a med hour. So if you to get 6 med hours, which is what was needed for this study, 9 med hours was needed for the study, you'd only have to play squash half an hour. Or if you do something vigorous, it would be maybe an hour a week. Pretty small amounts of exercise. Or if you walk 10,000 steps a day, you get your 9 med hours in the first 3 days of the week. Well, anyway, that decreased irregular heartbeats in women. They didn't study men. I'll bet it does the same thing in men as well. My last top news story of the week is hospitalizations and deaths from heart disease and stroke drop dramatically. Do you know that deaths from stroke and even the strokes themselves are down 70% since 1970, and that deaths are down more than 80%? And part of the thing is that message, brain loss, or time lost is brain lost. So get yourself to a stroke center as soon as possible. But it shows that the number of hospitalizations, and it's for all races and areas, dropped 38% for heart attacks, 84% for unstable chest pain, 30% for heart failure, and 33% for ischemic stroke in the last decade. So that's pretty remarkable, 30% drop in the need to be hospitalized. And the death rates from that, for the people who did get hospitalized, fell about 25%. So this is really amazing progress. It's probably because of people who are in that age doing things either a little healthier or the medications we have, the statins and other things. There'll be new medications, and there's some really remarkable ones that we're going to cover in the top 10 innovations conference. There's an innovation conference that the Cleveland Clinic puts on every year in October. You're invited to it. There is a charge, obviously. But the top 10 comes out in the stories on every, if you will, it's in carried in almost every newspaper. The Wall Street Journal covers it first, but then it's carried in almost every newspaper the day it occurs on a Wednesday in October this year. And when it occurs, you will learn, and I will carry the top 10 that weekend. I do the top 10. I run the top 10 group here at the Cleveland Clinic, and we'll do the top 10, if you will, messages, and we'll tell you about them, but two dramatic heart disease drugs. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Please come back next week. We'll miss you if you don't. You can always email us questions at udocs@gmail.com. Thanks, Sona, for great interview.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD, internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer.
And Michelle King Robson,
nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate and EmpowerHer.com founder and CEO. Listen live.
Listen live
every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.